Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Are you longing today for your faith to be increased, for you to be able to walk trusting in God in the middle of your circumstances, regardless of what you may be facing this very day? God wants you to be a person of faith, one who has unshakable confidence in God's word and in his character. It was said about Abraham in Romans 4, verses 20 and 21, that he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. God wants you to be a person who's fully persuaded, knowing that what God has promised you, help, deliverance in time of trouble, healing, financial assistance in the time of need, any promise of God that you can find in the Word, God wants you to be able to be fully persuaded that what He's promised, He is able to perform in your personal life and at this very moment for you. That's the lifestyle He calls every believer to, a lifestyle of faith. But how do you increase your faith? Perhaps when you were very young in the Lord, you were zealous and full of zeal and believed God could do anything. I was very much like that when I first gave my heart to the Lord. There was nothing that God couldn't do. I was convinced. I even had said that on several occasions, and a fellow Christian at a Bible study said, "Oh, you better not say that," worried that I was overly zealous for my belief in God and that I would be disappointed. But I have not been disappointed in God's faithfulness. God is well able to do and perform exactly what He has promised. But He looks for people whose heart and life is fixed upon God and whose faith and trust is in God alone. God looks for the heart condition and desires to answer with His provision. You know that faith is the currency of the kingdom of God. God wants you to obtain everything you need by faith, because the scripture warns us that anything that is not of faith is sin. And we want to walk and live a life of faith. But how can we increase our faith today? The scripture tells us in Romans 10:17 that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Or you could say it very simply, that faith comes and increases by hearing and hearing and hearing God's word. We live, though, in a society that bombards us with literally millions of bits of information and input from various media sources, from satellite broadcasts to internet information that we see and hear. And so much of this information and input runs contrary to the Word of God and is filled with doubt and fear and anxiety and unbelief and questioning the validity of Scripture, or just flat out standing opposed to the Word of God being true and right and good in this day. The Word warns us that in the end times, in the last days, that men will call evil good and good evil. We live in that day to day. So for you to have your faith increased, you're going to have to be very watchful of what you allow to be input into your life. You'll have to literally eliminate hearing unscriptural counsel, advice, or input from any source. But to increase your faith, you first must increase your level of hearing the Word of God. Think about your day today and think of the percentage of the time, of the minutes and hours that you have today. How much of those hours and minutes will be spent taking in input that's either contrary to the Word of God, opposes the Word of God in some way or simply does not contribute to you increasing in your faith. And for most people, if you work in a secular environment or go to school in a secular environment, it will be a very strong majority of your day will be having the input that is contrary or opposed to, or at least not in agreement or encouraging you to live a life of faith in the Word of God. You're going to have to increase your hearing of the Word of God if you're going to increase your faith and trust in God level. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 says this, and the writer, Paul, the apostle, was writing to the Thessalonians, and he said, "For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it, not as the word of men, but as it is, in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe." God says here that these people received the word that they preached, not just as the words of men, like an evening newscast, giving them information, but instead as the very word of God. And he goes on to say that that word of God effectively worked in them who believed. Do you believe the word of God? God's word then will work effectively in you. It will give you strength. It will give you wisdom. It will give you discernment and understanding in your circumstances that you face. It'll give you faith to believe God is bigger than your circumstances. Again, then, Paul the Apostle tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, these words, "For I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed to him until that day." Paul the Apostle is saying that he believed God and that he was persuaded. Very similar words that we saw in Romans 4:20-21, where it spoke of Abraham saying that he was fully persuaded that what he'd promised, what God had promised, he was also able to perform. Paul the Apostle said, "I'm persuaded that he, God, is able to keep that which I've committed to him." God wants you to be among the fully persuaded. That's the call you have on your life, to be numbered among the fully persuaded in God. And by being among the fully persuaded, you will be one who can take God at his word and see God work miracles in your life. That's his call. But in order to do that, you've got to ramp up your hearing of the word of God. Look at your day and say, how can I increase the amount of word of God that I'm getting into my life? By listening to Christian radio is a very good way, as you're doing right now. But God desires for you to seek out even more. Get Bible tapes. We live in a blessed age when we can have the Bible on cassette tape or on CD and listen to it as we drive in the car. Even at some of you can listen in your workplace as you're doing your job, or if you're in the home, you can listen as you vacuum, as you do your duties around the home. God wants you to ramp up your hearing level of the Word of God so you can ramp up your trust and faith level. And by doing so, you'll be able to, you could say, deal in the currency of the kingdom. You'll be able to have faith that will bring forth actions. It will bring forth intervention by God in your life. It'll bring forth miracles in the middle of your circumstances. But one of the keys, besides increasing your hearing level, is that you have to not only hear the word, but you must do it. In James chapter 1, we find these words: be not only a hearer of the word, but a doer also. God wants us to be doers of the word. So you have to increase your hearing level, and then you're going to have to increase your doing level. Doing must follow hearing of the word of God for your faith to be genuine in God. You cannot just listen and listen and listen and never act on the word. James warned that we have to show our faith by our action. So doing must follow the hearing of the word of God. And then the last part of this, to increase your faith and increase your trust level of God, is you've got to eliminate hearing unscriptural counsel, advice, or input to the very best of your ability. If you listen to secular talk shows or watch secular television where they're discussing ungodliness, or watch sitcoms that portray completely unscriptural relationships between people and families, you are taking in things that are contrary to the Word of God. Those things will fight against your faith and your confidence level in God's Word as being the truth. You've got to eliminate hearing unscriptural counsel, advice, or input. Ask the Lord, God, what do I need to eliminate so that I can stop taking in unbelief and doubt and things that will assault your ability to trust God? And then ask the Lord, how can I increase hearing your word? God wants you to be one who walks by faith and who has victory by faith, because our trust is in the Lord. It's not in ourselves. It's not in our ability to even trust God, but it's in our looking to the author and the finisher of our faith, who is Jesus. But doubt and unbelief must be eradicated. And you can do that, first of all, by stopping the input or the taking in of counsel, advice, or hearing things that are unscriptural or against the Word of God. Seek to fill your heart, your mind, your thought life with the Word of the living God. And that Word will bring life, it'll bring deliverance, it'll bring health to your bones, it'll bring a turnaround in your circumstances, because his Word is good, and he is able to perform that which he has promised. God bless you. This is Rita Langland reminding you there's no wound so deep that Christ cannot heal it, no bondage so strong that Christ cannot break it, and no life so far gone that God cannot turn it around. God bless you. Have a victorious day.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.